please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about how much I love the left. Yeah, let's go. Yes, look at this lovely lady. It says, Jamie Lee Curtis deletes Instagram post showing photo of a naked child stuffed in a box. Yes, kitty in a box. Yum, yum, yum. Yes, have you noticed that this chick kind of looks like Rosie O'Donnell, just skinnier? And also with a penis. I don't know, does Rosie O'Donnell have a penis? She looks like she should have one. I don't know. Well, anywho, just because this chick looks like a chick, it's okay to have a picture of a kid in a box. Yeah, makes sense with that, right? Yeah, this tranny was born and, you know, did the whatever. But yeah, she's a tranny. She's a tranny, she's a tranny. She's a tranny, she's a tranny. Oh, she's a tranny. But that's okay because you got it chopped off. I don't know, can she have kids too? I don't know. Yeah, well, check it out. This is the painting in question. Yeah, this is the thing that she likes. Whatever. I guess when you have a lot of money, you could do whatever you want, right? Well, I guess the moral of the story is if you have a shitload of money, you could do whatever the hell you want, right? Cool. Good to know. And yes, to show how much I love the left, here's this thing coming from Reddit. It says, I hate being a guy. Yes, you do hate being a guy, you fucking homo. Loser. Yes, guy, you scare me. Ooh, so scary, guy. And it says, I probably already posted something with similar title before, but it generally annoys me that I constantly see posts from girls complaining that guys started acting inappropriately. Ooh. In case you haven't noticed, guy, women are very emotional creatures, so one moment they're happy and another moment they're freaking out. That's how they are. Doi. Anyways, it says, if you don't get what I mean, I just read a post about a guy who saw a girl licking a lollipop and gestured her to do the same with his dick. Well, if you're showing, you might as well go for it, right? What a lame-o. Anywho, I hate belonging to the same group as them. Of course, because you'd rather do that kind of stuff to a guy, right? Not to a girl? Whatever. Another thing, I care about children, and I have even had thoughts about becoming a child hotline operator or a child psychologist at adult age. But nah, since I'm a guy, I must definitely be a pedophile for having some empathy for children. No, it's just a stigma that men can't be nurturers, even though we take care of everything, but you know, because we're men and we have a penis, we definitely like touching kids. No, we don't. Stop being stupid. In case you haven't noticed, women do some fucked up things, even to their own children. You ever heard of that thing called sudden infant death syndrome? Yeah, pretty much women put their kids, you know, face down so they suffocate, and then they blame it that they're sleep deprived or whatever stupid feelings they're feeling at the time. So yeah, just because you're a guy doesn't necessarily mean you're evil. Just like a woman, just because she's a woman doesn't necessarily make her good. So, you know, chew on that for a little bit. I once said I wanted a little sister and somebody immediately assumed I just wanted to sexually assault her, which is obviously not true. Well, they just think the worst because you're a guy. Accept it. The fact a friend of mine fucked our whole great and deeply affectionate friendship over just because I wanted to give her a hug once we would both return from vacations just tells me more. If I was a girl, she probably wouldn't have done this. Well, yes, women are disarming against each other, but because you're a man, you're in high alert. That's what it is. Deal with it. So sad you weren't born a woman, right? If I become trans, if I had a chance to, but my father is intolerant towards any non-traditionalist choice I have. My religion seems to prohibit me from being one. And the alt-right idiots like to generalize trans people as pedophiles. Yes, just like pedophiles. So I guess there's no escape. Sorry for mentioning politics, by the way. Well, yes, man. I guess there's no recourse for men. Because we have a penis between our legs that automatically makes us creeps. Ain't that funny how that works, right? Well, this dude wrote this shit. This guy is a weirdo. But what do I know? I'm just a retard myself, right? But yes, Reddit is a piece of shit fucking website, and this is the loser that owns it. Yes, the founder of Ren is an American married to Serena Williams. It all makes sense now. Yes, it does. This guy's an idiot and he looks gay. Yes, let's find out what this turd does. Yes, all this is just my opinions and this is my own bullshit and whatever, right? But yeah, this guy's so stupid. Look at him. His name is Alexis Obregón, whatever. And Williams is married to Reddit co-founder Alexis Oliminiamachan, whatever. He proposed to her on December 10th of 2016 and they married on November 16th of 2017 in New Orleans. Wow, yes, New Orleans, gumbo Cajun bullshit. Their wedding ceremony was attended by prominent retards, I mean personalities, such as Beyonce, bitch, Anna Wintour, don't know who that is, Kelly Rowland, don't know who that is, and Kim Kardashian, the big fat ass bitch that got fucked by everybody. Yeah. Have you noticed how the left are all losers and they want the world to be losers like them? That's why all is starting to spill over. It's just an observation. They're very miserable creatures in my opinion. Yeah, all these people are the ones that are controlling the world and making it all crappy. Ain't that funny? But yet, you know, we have to suffer through all this shit. Well, hopefully Donald Trump cleans this up a bit. But who knows, it might be wishful thinking. Well, anyways, you guys take care. I gotta go do my thing and, you know, get this party started, I guess. So you guys take care, be well, and goodbye.